Chapter 15, Your Management Strategy. The system is the solution. AT&T. You may think that the successful implementation of a management strategy is dependent on finding amazingly competent managers, people with finely honed people skills, with degrees from management schools, with highly sophisticated techniques for dealing with and developing their people. It isn't. You don't need such people, nor can you afford them. In fact, they will be the bane of your existence. What you need instead is a management system. The system will become your management strategy, the means through which your franchise prototype produces the results you want. The system will become your solution to the problems that beset you because of the unpredictability of your people. The system will transform your people problems into an opportunity by orchestrating the process by which management decisions are made, while eliminating the need for such decisions wherever and whenever possible. What is a management system? It is a system designed into your prototype to produce a marketing result. And the more automatic that system is, the more effective your franchise prototype will be. Management development, the process through which you create your management system and teach your up-and-coming managers to use it, isn't a management tool as many people believe. It's a marketing tool. Its purpose is not just to create an efficient prototype, but an effective one. And an effective prototype is a business that finds and keeps customers profitably better than any other. Let's look at how such a system was put into practice by a resort hotel I've patronized over the past 17 years. A match, a mint, a cup of coffee, and a newspaper. The first time it was an accident. That is, an accident for me. I hadn't planned to go there. I'd been driving for 7 hours, and tired of the road, decided to stop for the night before going on to San Francisco. The hotel was located in a redwood grove overlooking the Pacific Ocean. By the time I walked into the lobby, the sun was setting and the grove had turned dark as pitch. Instantly, something told me that I was in a special place. The lobby was warmly lighted. Redwood paneling reflected the red glow of the light onto beige, overstuffed couches that hugged the three walls surrounding the reception desk. A long, dark wood table faced the front door through which I had just entered. On the table rested a huge woven Indian basket overflowing with fresh fruit. Beside the basket stood a massive bronze lamp, its deep burnished light bouncing off the fruit and adding a festive look to the room. Running the full length of the table and falling down on either end almost to the floor was an intricately crocheted linen cloth, its bright exotic pattern accentuating the colors of the fruit, the bronze of the lamp, and the deep red ochre of the walls. At the far side of the table, against the far wall, in a massive fieldstone fireplace, a roaring fire filled the room with the cheerful crackling of its furiously burning oak logs. If I hadn't been so tired, the contrast between the heat of the flames on my face and the cold of the night at my back would have been enough to attract me to the room. As it was, I practically melted with delight. Behind the reception desk, a woman appeared dressed in a freshly starched red, green, and white gingham blouse and a deep red ochre skirt. A pin with the logo of the hotel atop a red ochre ribbon decorated her blouse like a badge of honor. A matching ribbon held her hair back from a glowing face. "Welcome to Venetia," she smiled warmly. It took me no more than 3 minutes from the moment she spoke that greeting to the time the bellboy ushered me into my room, despite the fact that I had no reservation. I couldn't believe the ease with which it all happened. And the room. The overall impression was one of understated opulence. Thick, muted pastel wall-to-wall carpeting, a four-poster king-size white pine bed covered by a magnificent, impeccably clean, white-on-white quilt. Original graphics depicting scenes and birds of the Pacific Northwest gracing the rough-hewn elegance of the natural cedar walls. A stone fireplace with oak logs already prepared and waiting on the grate for the fire someone knew I would appreciate, paper rolled ceremoniously beneath the grate, and an elegant, oversized match lying diagonally across the hearth, waiting to be struck. Delighted with my good fortune, I changed for dinner. The woman at the desk had made my reservation when she checked me in. I walked out into the night to find the restaurant. A sign by a path outside my room pointed me down another well-lit path through the dark redwood grove. The night air was still and clear. In the distance, I could hear the hushed, rhythmic patter of the Pacific Ocean surf. Or was it my imagination? It scarcely mattered. An aura of magic surrounded the place. The restaurant stood in a knoll overlooking the hotel and the ocean. Until I went inside, I hadn't seen another person, but the restaurant was crowded. I gave the maitre d' my name, and he immediately showed me to a table, despite the fact that other people were waiting. Evidently, reservations meant something in this restaurant. The meal was as delightful as everything I had experienced before it. The food, attractively prepared, the service, attentive, yet unobtrusive. I lingered over a glass of brandy while enjoying a classical guitarist who played a selection of Bach fugues for the dinner guests. I signed the check and returned to my room, noting on the way that the lights had been turned up on the path, apparently to compensate for the growing darkness. By the time I arrived at my room, the night had become chilly. I was looking forward to a fire and possibly another brandy before going to bed. Somebody had beaten me to it. A brisk fire was already burning in the fireplace. The quilt was turned down on the bed. The pillows were plumped up, a mint resting on each one. On one of the night tables beside the bed stood a glass of brandy and a card. I picked up the card and read, "Welcome to your first stay at Venetia. I hope it has been enjoyable. If there is anything I can do for you, day or night, please don't hesitate to call. Kathy." As I drifted to sleep that evening, I felt very well taken care of.